Hey, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is Valley of Decision. We are all in a valley of decision. We sit in a valley every day trying to figure out life and what decisions to make. Whether we make the right decision or not, there are still consequences. The drunk makes a decision to drink, gets in his car and drives and slams into a post or hurts somebody. Somebody robs a store and shoots somebody else. There's always decisions to be made by everybody and consequences to those decisions. And in this valley of decision that we all sit in, we need to repent. And we need to make the right choices based on the Word of God. But there's another valley of decision that the Bible tells us about. We want to make right decisions because this valley is not one where we have any choices. It's found in Joel chapter 3, verse 2 through 14, and it's the valley of decision. It says, "Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near." And it goes on to talk about how this is God's decision, where he's calling the nations, and you should read the whole thing to get a full picture of it, but he's calling the nations together to judge them for their wickedness. It's a place of judgment. It's also known as the Valley of Jehoshaphat. It's filled with multitudes of people. And as I said, it's a place of judgment upon man's wickedness. It is a time beyond man's ability to repent and receive forgiveness. Physically, some people believe it's the Valley of Kidron, K-I-D-R-O-N, east of Jerusalem. It's commonly referred to as the Day of the Lord. Here's the reality of it all. Humanity stands in its own valley of decision. We have to make decisions on what we're going to do. We must wake up to the signs of the times that this other valley of decision, of God's decision against mankind, is coming, and it's not far away. We also need to know that we're in a spiritual warfare, a battle with Satan and evil, and Christ has already won the battle, and he is our refuge, and we can stand in him, and we can fight the good fight of faith while we're here. We know that God is our refuge, and he'll keep us in any time of trouble. But most of all, I want you to know today that you have the choice, the free will choice, as well as I do, to walk with Christ, to follow him, to be blessed by him, and have fellowship with God the Father, our Father, your Father and mine. He loves us and cares about us, and he's not going to keep us at this valley of decision. We won't be there if we really have believed in Christ. That's why it's so important in our own personal valley of decision that we make the right decisions and we choose Christ and we receive him into our heart as our Savior and our Lord, and we walk with him now. Because then it'll be too late. And if we're still alive when that time comes, it's not going to be a good place to be. But if we are alive now and Christ comes for us, we won't see that other valley. So think about that today. Make your choices now while there is still time. God bless you and have a great day.